Greetings, dear traveler, and welcome to another Library of Divine Echoes deep dive. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and in this episode, we delve into the enigmatic Kybalion, a 20th century text attributed to ancient wisdom. We'll explore its connection to Hermeticism and the New Thought movement, unpack the seven Hermetic principles, examine its concept of the All, and consider the implications of mental alchemy, all while keeping a critical philosophical lens on this influential work. The Kybalion, a study of the Hermetic philosophy of ancient Egypt and Greece, is a text that emerged in 1908, published by the Yogi Publication Society. This work, attributed to the enigmatic Three Initiates, has garnered considerable attention within esoteric and New Age cycles. The book purports to convey the ancient wisdom of Hermes Trismegistus, aiming to reconcile disparate pieces of occult knowledge for the earnest seeker of arcane truths. While the identity of the Three Initiates remains a subject of speculation, the prevailing scholarly view identifies William Walker Atkinson, a prominent figure in the New Thought movement, as the likely primary author. The text's anonymous nature, coupled with its claim to ancient Hermetic origins, has contributed significantly to its enduring mystique and influence within modern spiritual and self-help movements. However, the strong connection to the New Thought movement is a critical aspect that shapes its philosophical underpinnings and distinguishes it from earlier Hermetic traditions. Academic scrutiny of the Kybalion has focused on its authorship, historical origins, and its relationship to both ancient Hermeticism and the early 20th century intellectual landscape. The scholarly consensus largely points to William Walker Atkinson as the principal author, a prolific writer within the New Thought movement who often employed pseudonyms. Notably, there is a lack of historical evidence to support the existence of an ancient text titled The Kybalion, which the 1908 publication claims to be based upon. This absence of corroborating sources challenges the book's assertion of a direct lineage to antiquity. Instead, research suggests that while the Kybalion incorporates some themes found in ancient Hermetic texts, it is more deeply indebted to the ideas of modern occultist authors and the burgeoning New Thought movement of the early 20th century. When comparing the Kybalion with ancient and medieval Hermetica, certain similarities emerge alongside significant contrasts. Both traditions share concepts such as philosophical mentalism, the principle of correspondence, as above, so below, and the notion of gendered polar opposites. However, the Kybalion introduces principles, such as the principle of vibration, which have more recent philosophical origins in the work of thinkers like David Hartley and are not directly attributable to ancient Hermeticism. Furthermore, the theological orientation differs markedly. Traditional Hermetica often emphasizes theology and reverence for the divine, whereas the Kybalion adopts a more anti-theological stance, focusing instead on the practitioner's capacity for mental transmutation. This shift in emphasis underscores the influence of the New Thought movement, which prioritized individual empowerment and the practical application of mental laws. From a broader philosophical perspective, the Kybalion is generally not a subject of extensive study within mainstream academic philosophy departments. However, it holds considerable interest for historians of religion and scholars of Western esotericism, as it provides valuable insights into the development of esoteric thought and the dissemination of occult concepts in the modern era. Critics, while acknowledging its influence, often point to the text's tendency to oversimplify complex philosophical realities. Nevertheless, its role as a foundational text for understanding certain streams of New Age spirituality and self-help philosophies remains significant. Now we delve even deeper, unraveling the very fabric of this profound philosophy as we meticulously break down the seven hermetic principles as articulated in the Kabbalion. Each principle offers a unique lens through which to view ourselves, the universe, and the intricate dance of reality. From the mental essence of the All to the dynamic interplay of cause and effect, prepare to expand your understanding of existence and discover how these ancient truths can illuminate your modern life. The principle of mentalism. The All is mind. The universe is mental. The first hermetic principle, as articulated in the Kabbalion, posits that the All is mind, the universe is mental. This foundational statement suggests that the ultimate reality, referred to as the All, is fundamentally mental in nature, and consequently, the entire universe and everything within it exists as a mental creation of this All. The principle aligns strongly with the idealist philosophies, which assert that reality is fundamentally mental or mind-dependent. From this perspective, the cosmos is akin to a vast, ongoing thought or mental process within the mind of the All. While the principle of mentalism leans toward idealism, some interpretations also suggest elements of metaphysical realism, where the All is seen as the underlying substantial reality from which all else emanates. Furthermore, the emphasis on consciousness as the primary basis of reality resonates with the panpsychist views, which propose that consciousness is a fundamental aspect of all things. Despite its intriguing implications, the principle of mentalism, like many metaphysical claims about the fundamental nature of reality, faces critiques regarding the lack of direct empirical evidence and the inherent difficulty in falsifying such a broad assertion. The principle of correspondence, as above, so below, as below, so above. The second hermetic principle, famously stated as above, so below, as below, so above, embodies the idea that there is a fundamental harmony and correspondence between different levels or planes of existence. This principle suggests that the laws and phenomena operating on the macrocosmic scale of the universe are mirrored in the microcosmic realm of the individual, and vice versa. The Kabbalion interprets these levels of existence as encompassing the physical, mental, and spiritual planes, each interconnected and reflecting the others. The historical roots of this principle can be traced back to the ancient Emerald Tablet, a foundational text of Hermeticism, which contains a similar axiom. This concept of correspondence finds resonance with the ancient idea of the human being as a microcosm, a smaller representation of the macrocosm of the universe, reflecting its structure and principles. Philosophically, the principle of correspondence implies a deep interconnectedness among all things and suggests that patterns and laws repeat across various scales of reality. While this principle offers a powerful metaphor for understanding the interconnectedness of existence, it has been critiqued for its potential for oversimplification and the lack of a clearly defined mechanism explaining how this correspondence operates. The principle of vibration. Nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates. The third hermetic principle asserts that nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates. This principle posits that all manifestations of reality, whether matter, energy, or consciousness, are in a constant state of motion and vibration, differing only in their rate and mode of vibration. The Kabbalion suggests that these differences in vibrational frequency account for the diverse forms and experiences within the universe, including mental and emotional states. While this principle is presented as a core hermetic teaching, scholarly analysis indicates its more modern origins in the philosophy of David Hartley. It is not as directly linked to the ancient hermetic texts as some of the other principles. Philosophically, The principle of vibration offers a dynamic view of reality where nothing is truly static. However, it has faced criticism for potentially oversimplifying the complexities of existence by attributing all differences to vibration alone. The principle of polarity. Everything is dual. Everything has poles. The fourth Hermetic principle states, everything is dual, everything has poles, everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half-truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. This principle emphasizes the inherent duality within all aspects of existence, suggesting that seemingly contradictory opposites are merely two ends of the same spectrum. The Kabbalion uses examples like heat and cold, love and hate, to illustrate how these pairs are identical in nature but differ in their degree of manifestation. A key philosophical interpretation of this principle is the idea that through understanding polarity, one can engage in mental transmutation, shifting their position along the spectrum of opposites. For instance, by focusing on courage, one can diminish fear, as they are seen as different degrees of the same underlying state. While this principle offers a valuable framework for understanding duality and the potential for change, it has been critiqued for potentially oversimplifying complex moral and ethical issues by reducing them to mere matters of degree. The principle of rhythm. Everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. The fifth Hermetic principle asserts, everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swing manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. This principle describes the cyclical nature of existence, suggesting that all phenomena exhibit a rhythmic ebb and flow, akin to the swing of a pendulum. The Kabbalion interprets this as a universal law applicable to all planes of life, from the rise and fall of civilizations to the fluctuations of mental and emotional states. Philosophically, the principle of rhythm highlights the dynamic and ever-changing nature of reality, emphasizing that extremes are temporary and a natural compensation occurs. Understanding these rhythms can help individuals navigate life's ups and downs with greater acceptance. However, a potential critique is that overemphasis on rhythm might lead to a fatalistic acceptance of negative cycles without sufficient focus on individual agency to affect change. The principle of cause and effect. Every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. The sixth Hermetic principle states, every cause has its effect, every effect has its cause, everything happens according to law. Chance is but a name for law not recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing escapes the law. This principle posits a universal law of causality, asserting that nothing occurs randomly or by chance. Every event has a preceding cause, even if that cause is not immediately apparent. The Kabbalion extends this principle to suggest multiple planes of causation, implying that while effects on a lower plane might seem random, they are governed by laws operating on higher, less visible planes. Philosophically, this principle aligns with deterministic worldviews, suggesting a lawful and interconnected universe. However, it also raises questions about the nature of free will, as all events are seemingly predetermined by prior causes. The Kabbalion attempts to reconcile this by suggesting that individuals can learn to operate on higher planes of causation, thereby influencing effects on lower planes. The principle of gender. Gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. The seventh Hermetic principle declares, gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. Gender manifests on all planes. It is crucial to note that the Kabbalion clarifies that this principle refers to fundamental energetic principles rather than solely to biological sex. The masculine principle is often associated with activity, giving, and will, while the feminine principle is linked to receptivity, creation, and nurturing. The Kabbalion asserts that these principles are present in all things, on all planes of existence, and their interplay is essential for creation and manifestation. Philosophically, this principle uses the metaphor of gender to describe the dynamic interplay of opposing yet complementary forces in the universe. However, interpretations of this principle can be problematic if they lead to gender essentialism or reinforce traditional, potentially limiting, gender roles. In the Kabbalion, the All is presented as the ultimate underlying reality, unknowable in its essence yet the source of all existence. It is described as infinite, eternal, immutable, and all-encompassing, existing beyond the limits of space, time, and change. A central tenet of the Kabbalion is that the All is mental in its nature, and the entire universe is a mental creation held within its mind. This concept bears resemblance to various philosophical notions of God and the Absolute found in both Western and Eastern traditions. Compared to Western philosophical concepts of God, the All in the Kabbalion exhibits both similarities and stark contrasts. Its impersonal nature, devoid of human emotions and indifferent to worship, distinguishes it from many anthropomorphic conceptions of God in Abrahamic religions. However, the idea of an all-encompassing reality with which all things are interconnected shows pantheistic tendencies where God is equated with the universe. Furthermore, the assertion that the All is both within all things and transcends them suggests pantheistic aspects, a view where God is in the universe and the universe is in God, but God is more than the universe. In relation to the concept of the Absolute, the All shares similarities with the Neoplatonic One, a singular ultimate source from which all reality emanates. There are also resonances within Spinoza's concept of substance, an infinite and self-caused reality underlying all existence. Drawing parallels with Eastern philosophical concepts, the All in the Kabbalion exhibits resemblances to Brahman in Advaita Vedanta, the ultimate, unchanging reality that is the ground of all being. The idea of the universe as a manifestation of a single underlying consciousness is a common thread. Some scholars have also noted potential parallels with the Buddhist concept of emptiness, particularly in the understanding of the impermanent and ultimately illusory nature of phenomenal reality. In essence, the concept of the All, as presented in the Kabbalion, appears to draw upon a range of philosophical ideas concerning ultimate reality, suggesting a potential convergence of esoteric and philosophical thought across different traditions, while maintaining its unique emphasis on the primacy of mind. The Kabbalion places significant emphasis on the concepts of transmutation and mental alchemy. Mental transmutation is presented as the art of changing and transforming mental states, forms, and conditions into others. This process is described as being analogous to traditional alchemy, which sought to transmute base metals into gold, but with the focus shifted from the physical to the mental plane. According to the Kabbalion, this mental alchemy is achievable through the understanding and application of the seven hermetic principles, particularly the principle of mentalism, which posits that the universe is mental, and the principle of vibration, which explains that different mental states correspond to different vibrational frequencies. In relation to philosophical discussions, the concept of mental alchemy within the Kabbalion touches upon fundamental questions about consciousness, free will, and the power of the mind. The idea that individuals can consciously choose to alter their mental vibrations and polarize themselves towards desired states suggests a significant degree of agency and free will. By understanding the mental nature of reality, individuals are empowered to become active agents in shaping their inner experiences and potentially their external circumstances. This perspective aligns with philosophical views that emphasize the power of consciousness and intentionality in influencing one's reality. The ability to transmute negative mental states into positive ones, as described in The Kabbalion, resonates with psychological and philosophical discussions on emotional regulation and the potential for personal transformation through conscious effort. The historical context of The Kabbalion is crucial for understanding its content and influence. The book was published in 1908, attributed to the anonymous Three Initiates, who are widely believed to be, at least partly, if not primarily, William Walker Atkinson. The reasons for the author's anonymity are not explicitly stated within the text, but align with the Hermetic tradition of secrecy and the idea of reserving profound teachings for those deemed ready to understand them. The publication of The Kabbalion coincided with the rise of the New Thought movement in the early 20th century, a period marked by a renewed interest in occult and esoteric ideas. The Kabbalion shares core tenets with New Thought movement, such as the belief in the power of the mind to influence reality and the interconnectedness of all things. The concept of mental transmutation is particularly aligned with the New Thought emphasis on self-improvement and the ability to shape one's life through positive thinking and mental discipline. While the Kabbalion claims a direct connection to ancient Egypt and Greek Hermeticism, its emergence within this specific historical context suggests that its interpretation of these ancient teachings is filtered through the lens of early 20th century esoteric and self-help perspectives. The book's enduring influence extends beyond the New Thought movement, impacting later esoteric movements and contributing to the broader landscape of New Age spirituality. Understanding this historical context is vital for a nuanced interpretation of the Kabbalion, situating it within the evolution of Western esoteric thought rather than solely as a direct representation of ancient Hermetic philosophy. Critically evaluating the Kabbalion from a philosophical standpoint reveals both its strengths and limitations. While the text offers an intriguing and accessible framework for understanding the universe and our place within it, it is not without potential philosophical inconsistencies and paradoxes. The interplay between the seven principles, while intended to be harmonious, can sometimes lead to overlaps or areas where their application might seem contradictory. Furthermore, many of the claims presented in The Kabbalion, such as the mental nature of the universe and the efficacy of mental transmutation in altering reality, lack empirical evidence in the traditional scientific sense. One of the primary limitations of The Kabbalion lies in its tendency to oversimplify complex philosophical issues. For instance, the principle of polarity, while offering a useful perspective on duality, might not adequately address the nuances of moral and ethical dilemmas. Similarly, the principle of cause and effect, while seemingly straightforward, raises profound questions about free will and determinism that are not fully explored within the text. When considering alternative philosophical explanations, the core ideas presented in the Kabbalion resonate with various established philosophical systems, including idealism, pantheism, and panpsychism, as discussed earlier. However, the Kabbalion often presents these ideas in a unique, esoteric context that distinguishes it from purely academic philosophical treatments. In conclusion, the Kabbalion stands as a significant text within the history of Western esotericism, particularly for its role in popularizing Hermetic and occult concepts in the 20th century and its influence on the New Thought movement. while it may not meet the rigorous standards of traditional academic philosophy in terms of empirical support and detailed argumentation, its enduring appeal lies in its accessible presentation of profound metaphysical ideas and its empowering message of personal agency through mental discipline. The Kabbalion offers a valuable case study in the evolution of esoteric thought and the intersection of philosophical concepts with spiritual and self-help traditions. A critical engagement within the text necessitates acknowledging its historical context, recognizing its potential limitations, and situating its ideas within the broader landscape of Western and Eastern philosophical inquiry. And so, dear traveler, we conclude our exploration into the depths of the Kabbalion. We've journeyed through its historical emergence within the New Thought movement, critically examined its claim to ancient Hermetic wisdom, and meticulously unpacked the seven fundamental principles it lays forth. We've also considered its unique perspective on the ultimate reality, the All, and the transformative potential of mental alchemy, all while acknowledging its philosophical nuances and limitations. Thank you for joining me, Christopher Little, on this deep dive into the Library of Divine Echoes. May this exploration offer you new perspectives and fuel your own ongoing spiritual journey. Until our next encounter, may your path be illuminated by understanding and your quest for wisdom be ever fruitful.